last a little bit longer. This time when every man draws a line down in the sand, we're surviving, we're still living, I was stronger. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? But I've been cheating through this life. And all its suffering. Oh Christ. Am I good for nothing? Baby, I know death probably hasn't happened yet, 'cause I don't remember living life before this. And darling, our disease is the same one as the trees, unaware that they've been living in a forest. I've been cheating on you. You've been cheating on me. But I've been cheating through this life. I've been cheating on me. I've been cheating on, cheating on you. And all its suffering. I've been cheating on you. Oh Christ. I've been cheating on me. I've been cheating on, you. Am I good for nothing? I've been cheating on me. This life.
Okay, that was This Life by Vampire Weekend. This is Reese, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Back from the summer break with my co-hosts.
Hello, this is Dana.
And this is Aiden.
And this is Lucy.
Yeah, we started doing this last semester, and we're in our respective states, not here for the summer, but we're back.
Makes it a little hard to do a radio show.
Yeah. We should have called in.
Yeah.
Theme today is songs of the summer. Dana, that was your song.
Yes, that was This Life by Vampire Weekend. Over the summer, my sister and I went to a Vampire Weekend concert, and it was super cool, except for we did think the opener was Vampire Weekend until the end of them opening. And I was like, I don't recognize any of these guys or any of these songs, but they're pretty good, I guess. So, fun fact, I don't know what Vampire Weekend looks like.
Like they were the headliner, but you thought they were the opener?
No, I thought the opener was the headliner. I just didn't think there was an opener.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, we're all going to a... We're all going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all going to a Vampire Weekend concert later this
fall. It was
so
good Dana convinced us.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really good. Highly recommend.
So, that'll be fun. Little
heck yeah.
Mid-semester trip for all of us.
Yeah.
All right. Next song is an Amy Winehouse song that Lucy added.
Oh, yeah. This is Valerie. It's great. I love this song. It makes me happy. Let's listen to it.
All right.
I was having too much fun. Well, sometimes
Why don't you come on over? Screen door cracked, ball game on. Man on the porch singing baritone. Tan line leads to that gentle place between a collarbone and a stone cold face. Between a collarbone and a stone cold face.
All right, that was Summer Spent by Rice Wine and American Nights by Zach Bryan, and Valerie by Amy Winehouse before that. Aiden, do you have comments on Zach Bryan?
I mean, I don't know. I actually like finally started listening to Zach Bryan only like last semester, and so then I was excited for the new album to come out, and
Dana looks very pleased about this change in Aiden's listening patterns.
it may or may not have been mostly inspired by a Dana made playlist.
Mm-hmm, my Zach Bryan one word playlist.
Yes, exactly. Just yeah, it was a crazy playlist name, guys.
Very creative.
That's really unique for that one. Yeah.
But yeah, no, and then I loved the new album, so. And that's just a perfect summer song, so it had to be included on the summer playlist.
Yeah, I have a Zach Bryan one later in the set. I saw Zach Bryan over the summer.
It's pretty sick. And they brought out the Lumineers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spotless.
Yeah. You know that one song off the new album with Bruce Springsteen? It's called Oak Island?
No.
Oh, you know?
No, not well enough.
Oh, it's like, well, like... It's really good until Bruce Springsteen starts singing.
That's so
and then
unfortunate.
It's not that good.
Did just, the Lumineers sub in for Bruce Springsteen?
No, that was just a non sequitur. Okay. Yeah, that was just not really a comment. yeah, and then the other one was mine. It was just like Spotify recommended song that I liked that had Summer in the name.
So
yeah, so it's got to go on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I listened to it in the gym, so.
Oh.
I think a lot of today is just going to be whatever song happened to pop up, like, semi-regularly in our Spotify recommended between the months of June and August.
Yep.
Basically.
Yeah.
Solid.
I scrolled through, like, the last, like, 10, 15 songs in my, like, songs. Mm-hmm. Looking for stuff because I was like, well, I know something from the summer is going to be in here.
Yeah. Hopefully it works out.
All right. Next one is Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Heck yeah.
But not only is it is Iris the live version from the 4th of July.
And important information. Apparently, the Goo Goo Dolls are from Buffalo, which is where this was performed. And during the 4th of July.
Pouring rain.
And they were told that all of their equipment would be ruined by this rain. But they were like, no, it's our hometown. It's 4th of July. We're staying on and we're playing.
Mm-hmm. So when it starts, the guy's like, can you please turn my guitar on?
It's a pretty great rendition of the song. Yeah, if we do say so ourselves.
Highly recommend watching
Dana
the video,
Dana and I are
too.
Big fans.
Yeah.
All right.
Dana's a big fan of the video.
It's a good video.
Okay. Got the inside details on Iris Live by the Goo Goo Dolls. Enjoy.
You turn my guitar on. You, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. 'Cause all I can taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. So when sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. Tears that ain't coming, or the moment of truth in your lies. So when everything feels like the movies, now you bleed just to know you're alive. Thank you.
you guys to take this one home, all right?
Retrograde, we shake the frame of your car. Now I know your name, but not- with the pills and the dogs. Until this year, stole the words from my tongue. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my.
Okay, that was New Flesh by Current Joys and All My Love by Noah Kahan before that. New Flesh was my song. It's another one of the Spotify recommended ones that I just got into. I played at the pool I lifeguarded at a lot. Mm. And All My Love was a Lucy ad.
Yep. I was working in New Haven this summer, and I'm from Hartford-ish. And that's like a 45-minute drive, so that was on like my morning drive playlist. So, very much a summer song for me this year.
Yeah, this was a Noah Kahan summer.
It really
was.
It
was
a Noah Kahan concert.
Lucky.
It's been a Noah Kahan year, really.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I think Reese went. You went to a Noah Kahan concert too, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Was that at Red Rocks or no?
No?
I feel like, didn't you go to something at Red Rocks, or am I completely making that up?
You're making that up.
You have been to concerts at Red Rocks.
Yes.
Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking of then.
Like several years ago, but no, I did not go this summer.
Okay, got it.
It's like, it's a beautiful venue, but it's like really hard to get to.
Oh, really? It's like, on my bucket list. Like, I want to go to a show at Red Rocks.
Mm. You have to like drive and then park at like the base of a mountain and then walk up the mountain.
Oh. Well, I don't want to do that.
But cool place to go to a concert for like a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Kind of an iconic place, so.
The Beatles played there on their first U.S. tour.
Mm.
It's like one of two or three venues on that tour that still exists.
Wow. Well, that's wild.
crazy to me that they don't preserve more venues like that. Like, there's a lot of places where it's like the last place the Beatles played or the last place so-and-so played that just don't exist.
Wasn't someone talking like the other day about the last place the Beatles played on US soil?
I was going to say, I remember hearing a conversation about this.
That was one of the... We all just finished doing a pre-orientation at Tufts for Political Action, and one of the speakers we had come in was talking about it.
I don't remember, you know what? It was Suffolk Downs, I think.
Yes, that's what it was. Because it was the racetrack that she was talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, that's tidbit. Also not true. Oh. But that's what the lady said.
Was she saying that that was the last place that they played, though, or was it just, like, one of the first places they played?
I remember her saying it was the last place they played. Okay. Was it, like, their American tour, though?
Well, this says the last place the Beatles played at all was in San Francisco.
Well,
that's definitely not Boston.
She was lying. But for a good story, we'll take it.
But I really believed her, too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well.
Unfortunate.
Truly. What do we have up next?
I like this song. This song reminds me of the show The Bear.
Oh, what is it?
End of Beginning by Djo.
Oh, yeah, Djo? That's true. Was it even featured in The Bear, though?
Yeah, it was.
It actually was?
Yeah, in season 2, I think.
Oh, no way. Okay. Because I always think of that, too, and maybe it's because it actually was in The Bear, but I always just thought of it because it was talking about Chicago, and I was like, well, at this point, now I associate
all of Chicago is Chicago about with the bear
or vice versa.
Yeah,
great show.
Reasonable.
Great song.
I also lied. That's actually the song after
say,
this one.
I don't
one.
Think that's the next song.
The Reese. Next song is actually Real Love Baby, which is his Father John Misty cover.
This is a great one.
Yeah. No, I also, I did like the spot. I Googled like Spotify dinner summer mix. And on it, they had this version of the song. And Aiden texted me. He was like, hey, do you know this song? And I was like, no.
Well, because on she has, like, this massive, like, 18-hour playlist, and she told me that some of them were just, like, random ads from Spotify and some you specifically added, so I wasn't sure which one it was. It's a good find.
But, yeah, anyway, here's Real Love Baby by The Heavy Heavy.
I'm in love. know something now I didn't before. And all I've seen since 18 hours ago is green eyes and freckles and your smile in the back of my mind, making me feel like I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know. You know, you know, you. 'Cause all I know is we said hello and your eyes look like coming home. All I know is a simple name, yeah. Everything has changed. All I know is you held the door. Everything has changed.
And all my walls stood tall, painted blue. But I'll take them down, and open up the door for you.
And all I feel in the stomach is butterflies, the beautiful kind. Making up the lost time, taking flight, making me feel like I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know. You better know, you better know, you better now. I just wanna know. You know, you know.
That was Everything Has Changed by Taylor Swift. And now we will hear a public service announcement from Lucy.
Alrighty. For many graduating high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. A boost from someone in their life who can help them see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help a student in your life finish high school. Because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the United States Ad Council.
All right.
Graduate high school, kids.
I don't really know what that was an announcement for.
Don't drop out.
Yeah.
Although I suppose it's too late for us. We already dropped out. Well, I mean, I didn't drop out.
Didn't drop out. We're all here.
That would have been a crazy... I just had a crazy essay.
Yeah, I had a really good essay, guys, and they didn't care about the fact that I didn't have a high school degree. No. High school's important. College is better.
Word. Yeah, so far.
Yeah. So far? Do you intend for it to get worse?
No, I'm just saying... I don't know what I'm saying. I'm going to be so honest.
All right.
All right. Anyway, next song is the other Zach Bryan that I added, called "Fear and Fridays."
That's a good one.
This is my favorite Zach Bryan song. He didn't play it his like entire tour, and then he played it at the show I was at, and I was so hype. And the show was on a Friday, so
That'll do it.
There you have it. So yeah, we'll just keep it moving. This is "Fear and Fridays" by Zach Bryan.
You made your change. Was your soul rediscovered? Was your heart rearranged? Are you still taking pills in the morning? And did you lose that longing now for a walk through an ocean town? 'Cause this town's just an ocean now. You don't hate the summers, you're just afraid of the space, asking strangers for answers to forget what they say.
I pull beside a dock in the sunlight. Nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just the lack of an open mouth. Cause this town's just an ocean now. Bad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs. Laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights. They'd make me a star. They'd make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. Mm-hmm. I wanna go to Maine. Oh. Bad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs. Laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights. They make me a star. They make me a star. I wanna go. Once you've had your change of heart, cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach State Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, and can you even hear them from the subway now? And I hope that we make you proud, cause this town's just an ocean now.
Right, that was So American by Olivia Rodrigo, and Maine by Noah Kahan before that. Anyone have thoughts on those songs?
I went to Maine.
I also went to Maine.
No way.
Well, I go to Maine every summer.
Oh.
It's a little more special for you than it is for me.
Yeah. We drove to Maine from Boston.
I drive to Maine from Connecticut.
Oh, that's a little more impressive.
It is. It's actually not. Like, if I do it, it's maybe on a good day, we can do it in like 3 hours.
Oh,
it's really
sick. Where in Maine do you go?
We go to Ocean Park. It's just south of Old Orchard Beach.
Okay.
It's like 20 minutes past Algonquit.
Okay.
A huge fan of Maine.
Never been to Maine.
You should go to Maine.
You should go to Maine.
We talked about going during a week.
Noah Kahn.
Didn't
we
go
did?
To Maine.
Oh, yeah. I suppose we did. Yeah, no, that was never going to happen.
Because you can get there on the commuter rail.
To Maine?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You can get to Ocean Park on the...
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because you just transferred to Amtrak in New Hampshire.
That I thought it was like the commuter rail goes all the way. And I'm like, but that you have to go through two states. That makes a lot more sense.
But yeah, it's like very easy for us. We wouldn't even need a car. Just saying.
I think we are all far too cooked
from Prio. Perchance we all don't actually move. Well, I know that's way too difficult. I don't know. We'll figure it out sometime.
All I know is I didn't leave my room till 1:30 today. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It happens. We all needed.
We all needed
three days
a lot
of
sleep.
Yeah.
And then the other song was So American by Olivia Rodrigo. She released like an extended version of her second album over the summer, and I got re-obsessed with the whole album. So listened to that a lot. Good on the way home from work, like screaming in your car song, let some anger out, but like in a fun way.
Ah, yes.
Do you not do that, Aiden? Do you not scream in your car on the way home from work?
No, not usually. Although, actually, no, that's not true, because sometimes there's this one street that, I suppose everyone except for Reese has actually been on now, that is just like, it is like traffic light after traffic light after traffic light. And like, to get home from where my dad works, because I worked for him over the summer, that street is just unavoidable. And so if you're going home at the wrong time, it turns like a 20 minute ride into like over half an hour. And ooh. I hate it. So that sometimes
led to screaming,
leads to a elevated tone. Yes.
Elevated tone. Aiden's not a yeller.
Aiden doesn't scream. He elevates his voice.
Yes, precisely. That's me. Cool, calm, and collected.
I'll pull out maybe some like Kanye or Kendrick or something and yell that if it's, you know, it's been a rough
day. Not crazy.
Yeah.
Very, very different vibe from screaming Olivia Rodrigo, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But channeling the same emotion.
Exactly.
In a boy way.
Masculine, yeah. Manly.
All right. We don't really have time for another song. So I'll just put on the autoplay.
It's gonna be it for us.
Yeah, but Dana and I will have a regular show at some point.
TBD.
It might be that 8 a.m. Thursday slot to start off by default.
Oh, that kind of works for me.
And me and Aiden will hop
we'll tag along whenever available, I suppose.
Yeah, they probably won't get up at 8 a.m.
/ invited.
No, not up at 8 a.m. But any other time, we'll show up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in, and look for Cold Plays. That's me and Dana's on the schedule. And we'll,
see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Apt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally